just want to follow up a little bit with the message, my previous message that I spoke when I spoke last time. And I spoke about the power and the glory of God in heaven and on earth, and his creation in heaven and the creation on earth. And we spoke about the angel. We spoke about the 24 ancient. We spoke about all the creation of heaven and the creation of earth. We are the people that God has created for his glory. Hallelujah. So, in order for us to connect it with the throne of God, so we have to be connected in the spirit. We need to be connected in the spirit. Bruce, last week he spoke about, he said, we are ambassadors. We are ambassador of heaven on earth. An ambassador has a mission. When an ambassador is, when ambassador is sent to another nation, their mission is to present that nation. For example, when the ambassador of the United States, they go to some other nation, what they do, they represent the United States of America in those nations. Okay, so if we are the ambassadors of the kingdom of God, so what are our mission? To represent the kingdom of God here on earth. Hallelujah. And our identity will be completely different of that nation, because we don't belong to that nation. We belong to the kingdom of heaven. So our identity is completely, our behavior, our culture is from the kingdom of heaven. Even our food will be different. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. Because I believe if an American go to France and he's in a mission like an ambassador, he might try French food, but always he's not going to forget about McDonald's and the other food from America, you know, because that's the culture they have grown with. And their behavior always will be just like American. Hallelujah. He will walk like American, he will speak like American. I remember once I went to France, and the French people, they saw me, and at the same time, they judged me like an American. They said, you American, when you come to France, you don't want to speak French, you just want to speak English. So when we come to America, you guys want us to speak English. So in France here, we want you to speak French too. I was laughing. Okay, because you are carrying your culture. Just seeing you exactly will identify you that you are an American. If we are from the kingdom of God and we are ambassador, people will identify us directly that we are not from this world. Amen. That was Bruce's message. Hallelujah. Even the embassy of the United States in some other nation, when they build it, they bring their own cement from United States. Even the brick, all the tools that they use to build those embassy, it comes from here. I wonder what they're doing that. Because they want everything to be from the U.S. And our behavior, everything that we do, it has to represent the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. We are ambassador. Amen. We are the ambassador. And in order for us to accomplish the mission, we have to be connected with the God in the spirit. That's what Jesus did. When Jesus came on earth, he was man and at the same time God. But he was connected all the time with the Father. In the prayers, in the spirit. Because he knew that he was not from here. He has to be prepared all the time in the spirit. Every time, every now, every minute, every second. We have to be connected in the spirit with the Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's pray. Father, we give you glory and honor in the name of Jesus. As we come here, gather in this building, because we know that your spirit is taking control, is moving. And we ask to touch every single heart. Open our spiritual ear, open our heart to receive from you. As we lift your name and we glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. So let's jump to the scripture. Let's go to the book. Let's go to the book of Matthew. 4:1-11. Hallelujah. Matthew 4:1-11. It said, then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, if you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread. Jesus answered, it is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. If you are the Son of God, he said, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angel concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. Jesus answered him, it is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test. Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdom of the world and their splendor. All this I will give you, he said, if you will bow down and worship me. Jesus said unto him, away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Then the devil left him, and the angel came and attended him. Hallelujah. Amen. So Jesus is showing that he was not distracted. He was connected. And the devil, he knew that Jesus was a man and a God at the same time, because he had the flesh. And after fasting those 40 days, he was hungry. And the devil, he's very strategic, sneaky. And he just come to see where your weakness is. And he came to attack the weakness of the flesh of Jesus. You know, he's hungry. And now I'm going to attempt him so he can transform the stone to a bread. But at the same time, he didn't know who he was dealing with. Hallelujah. He didn't know. He was playing around. He was dealing with the God, the creator, the one who created him. Hallelujah. Amen? Jesus was the Word. Jesus is the Word. And he manifested the power of the Word of God. He's the Word. So that's how we fight the devil, through the Word of God. Because you are messing with the word and you're going to get the word of God. That is the weapon. That is our weapon. That's our strength. That's how we destabilize the devil, with the word of God. Nothing else but the word of God. We should speak it when the devil comes to attempt us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Bible is clearly saying it here. Sometimes we say like, okay, the devil came. Okay, I don't know how do we interpret this. There are so many different interpretations. Because according to the word, it said that Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Okay. And every verse that we cross, he said that Satan took Jesus to the mountain. Hallelujah. So he was carrying Jesus like a baby, right? Get him? Okay, now let's go to the mountain. I'll place you here. Now look, all this, I'll give it to you if you worship me. Then he carried him again. Do you think that Satan has the power to touch Jesus? No. He doesn't have a power. He can even get closer to him. Because you are dealing with the Almighty God. Hallelujah. What he does, the Bible says, led in the spirit. The devil, he attacks us in the spirit. So he was attacking Jesus in the spirit. He doesn't have a power to touch him. Hallelujah. That's how the Satan attacks us in the spirit, through our thoughts. And he brings the imagination. Hallelujah. He brings his thought through our thoughts. That's why I say most of the time when we sin through our thoughts. Because the devil, he's attacking all our thoughts all the time. Hallelujah. That's why we have to pray for our thoughts. Hallelujah. And the Spirit of God also speaks to us through our thoughts. Hallelujah. It's a fight. It's a fight. God, he speaks to us through our thoughts, you know, with a positive message, how we can stand against all negative thoughts of the devil. And the devil, he comes to our thoughts also to neutralize us. Hallelujah. This is what the devil did. And Jesus, he was speaking. Hallelujah. Sometimes when the devil is attacking us through our thoughts, we should not be just silent. Even if you are by yourself, speak up. Speak the word. Say, devil, get out of here. Yeah. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God is in control. Because that's why we need to be connected all the time with the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Because the Spirit of God reveals us. The Spirit of God shows us how the devil functions, how the devil attacks us. Okay. If we are living in destruction, we're never going to understand when the devil is attacking us. Hallelujah. Because it's very sneaky. You know? He has a power to attack us, but he's not powerful, okay? So when he comes with the sneaky things to attack us, and we call the name of Jesus, who's more powerful than him, hallelujah, that's why we have to use the word of God all the time. That's why we have to be connected with the Spirit of God all the time. God is good. God is good. So this is a spiritual battle. So we go through a spiritual battle in our lives daily. Daily. The devil, when he sneaks trying to attack us, sometimes when he can't, he uses our clothes. The devil can use your wife to attack you. You know? So if he doesn't get a weak point on you, he's going to come and attack your wife. That's why your wife too have to stand up. If he's attacking a wife and he can get the wife, he goes to a husband. Hallelujah. If he doesn't get nothing from a husband, he go to the kids. Hallelujah. If he doesn't go to the kids, he can go to the grandkids. He can go to your friend. Those people are close to you. Hallelujah. He's very sneaky. Just guess what he did to attack the Almighty God, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the one who came to save us from sin. Do you think he's scared of us? No. He will be scared of us when we walk in the Spirit and when we use the Word of God. That's when the devil will be scared of us. The devil, he led us to come to church. He doesn't worry about you going to church. He said, go to church. But the only thing that he's not going to allow is for you to connect with the Spirit of God. And when you start connecting with the Spirit of God, that's when he starts backing off. But he will let you go to church. He will let you go pray. That's why we should not be distracted. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Because even in the church, if you are distracted, he will attack you. But right now, in this present moment, I said to my God, as I'm delivering this message, and I ask for the Spirit of God to protect every person is sitting in this place, and the blood of Jesus to cover all your thoughts, and your thoughts right now are going to be only focused to the Word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Because we are in the presence of God. He doesn't have a power here. No. Not here. The devil doesn't have a power in this place. Hallelujah. We have a body, soul, and spirit. We have a body and soul and spirit. I think I've mentioned that. And this is a spiritual fight. It's a spiritual battle. And this spiritual battle is against our soul. What the devil is fighting is to destroy our soul. And what the Spirit of God is fighting to save our soul. It's a daily fight, nonstop. That's why I say, Bruce Father has fought a good fight and finished a race and kept the faith. He's done with this world. He's done with this fight. And now we're still on the fight. We're still on a race. No time to rest. We're still on a fight. The Spirit of God is fighting to save our soul. And the spirit of devil is fighting to destroy our soul. Why? The body has some, the heart, the body has a feeling. The body eats. The body sees, the body hears, the body feels with emotion. That's why we have the body. We have eyes, we see, we have ear, we hear, we have a mouth, we talk, and we use it to eat. And we have a feeling. And those feelings take us through certain emotions, so many emotions. And through all this, because the body has so many desires, and the devil uses our body so our soul can be affected. Hallelujah. The devil uses the body for our soul to be affected. And the Spirit of God also tells our soul, do not focus on the desire of the body. Hallelujah. Do not focus with the desire of the body. Turn away from the body and focus to the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. But it's a fight. Now the soul is hearing from here, the soul is hearing from here, and now it's up to the soul to decide where to turn to. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to give an example. Justin, can you come, brother? Come here.
I love you so much.
Come here, Justin. Stand right here, please. Okay? Just for a minute. Austin,
you too, I love you so much.
Come here with me. John, I like you when you stand here, start talking. I'll get you too. Come here, brother. Yeah. Stand right here. Give him some space, brother. Okay. You are body. You are soul. And you are spirit. So this example. Can you turn this way? Like this. Face that. You stay right there. You turn that way. You stay right there. So, he's the body. Okay? This is just an example. Okay? He's the body. The body is full of many desires. Okay? And the body is influencing the soul. So to stop the soul from connecting with the spirit. Hallelujah. Okay. And now the soul is facing this way. Okay. And the spirit also is facing to the soul. So this is what the devil does. So he wants to connect the soul with the body. The body has so many desires. They are so good. It's a lot of fun. Don't listen to the word of God. Go out to the club. Do whatever you want to do. Look up. Do so many things. You're going to feel good. And the body is also is calling for those desires. Then you turn to the body. So now he's paying attention to the body. So the body is conversing the soul with their desire, with its desire. So now you turn the body, the soul has turned away from the spirit. Now Justin, just can keep it this way. So the soul is just focusing with the body. So, and the body is pumping the soul with so many desires which doesn't glorify our God. Hallelujah. And now the spirit is grieving. Hallelujah. Then the spirit of God will come. Stay away from the desire of the body. Stay away from the sin. Because it will destroy your soul. You should focus with the spirit of God. Now turn. Bro. And now the soul has turned away from the body, from desire of the body. Hallelujah. And it's focused with the spirits. And the spirit say, I have the life. I have the life. You will live forever. And if you focus with the desire of the body, it will destroy you completely. Because what I have is the word of God. I am the way, I'm the truth, and the life. Amen. And now the soul has focused with the spirit and has given the back to the soul, to the body. Hallelujah. And you are ignoring completely with the body. Hallelujah. And our soul connect with the spirit of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, brother. Thank you. Just a little example. Hallelujah. That's how we connect with the Spirit of God. That's how we stick with the Spirit of God. That's why we overcome all the desire of flesh. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's go to Galatians 5:16, but I say walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desire of the flesh. That's the only we can overcome all the desire of flesh. Hallelujah. To walk in the Spirit. Because what we do, we follow the footsteps of our Lord Jesus. That's what he did when he was here on earth. Hallelujah. He spent all the time praying to God. But himself is a God, you know. Maybe he should have been relaxed because, well, I came from heaven. I'm God, you know. I'm not going to worry about this world because I have all the power. I'm just going to sit down and relax because I'm God. But no, he didn't relax. He didn't relax either. He focused praying day and night to be connected with the Lord and to destroy all the desire and all the spirit that comes to attack. Yeah. Hallelujah. Because he knows he has to be ready. Hallelujah. Let's go to Galatians 5:24. Galatians 5:24. It says, those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passion and the desires. So we belong to Christ, right? And all our desires has to be crucified. Because if we don't crucify our desire of the body will affect our soul. And the soul will affect the spirit. And the consequence is the sin. Hallelujah. Our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. When we said our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and you have to allow the Spirit of God to take control of our body. And all our emotion and all the desire has been controlled by the Spirit of God. Because the Spirit of God dwells in us. Hallelujah. Every time we are turning away from spirit, we make the spirit of God grieve. Hallelujah. To see that the devil uses our listening, uses our feeling, our emotion, and our mouth. So what he did, first he came and started whispering through Jesus, you know, because Jesus had a body just like we have. So he was hearing from the devil. And rebuked him. He heard, and now he wanted him to decide to turn the stone to bread to eat. Okay. He can attack us too. And he does attack us in our eating, hearing, feeling, and if not, even touching, comes some certain thing that we should not touch, you know. God, when he created heaven and earth and the garden of Eden, what did he say to Adam? Do not touch this. The devil can use us just by touching, and we get disconnected. He can use us just by hearing, by eating, by feeling to disconnect us with the Spirit of God. But the Spirit of God also speaks to us by hearing. So that's why we have to be very careful and very attentive and have a discernment what we are hearing, what we are feeling. Because the Bible said the faith comes to hearing, hearing what the word of God. So God, he feeds us by hearing. And the devil, he come also feeds us by hearing. And now we have to have a discernment to understand, is this coming from God? And this coming from the devil. But if we're in the spirit, we're going to understand automatically that this is from the devil. This is from God. Hallelujah. That's why we have to do what? Walk in the spirit. Amen. Glory to God. That's why we have to walk in the spirit. The only way we can defeat the devil is walk through in the spirit. That's the only way. That's the only way he is scared of us. It's a daily thing that we should do every single day. Hallelujah. I always talk about this church. I love this church. Hallelujah. I like to talk about it. I like to say about the prophecies that has been spoken. And I don't feel comfortable seeing these empty chairs. Hallelujah. No, I don't. Because I know our God is able to do. And he will do it. And he said it. We have heard about it. Through many prophecies. So now what we have to do, we have to connect in the spirit and allow the spirit of God to manifest. Hallelujah. Sometimes we have to act like a crazy. Okay? Because he said that those who, the violent are the one who are going to enter to the kingdom of heaven. Sometimes we have to act like violent, like crazy. Hallelujah. But we are not crazy, but crazy good in God. Hallelujah. Amen. Because sometimes When we think that everything's all right, no. When we glorify in God, sometimes we have to stand up. If you feel you want to jump, jump. If you feel you want to walk around, walk around. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God is leading you. Because devil, he attacks us with the laziness too. Yeah. You can feel that you are okay, but the laziness is taking control over your body, over your spirit. Like, don't worry, don't stand up. Just sit down where you are. You know, you're going to be fine. You don't have to jump. You don't have to dance. Just sit down there. No, I will jump. I will dance. Because we want the Spirit of God to manifest in this place. We want a revival. We want a revival for this place. Hallelujah. When you and I, we connect in the Spirit and we glorify our God, the throne of God will be shaken and the power of God will come down. This door will be open. Hallelujah. People will come from Kenosha, Waukesha, whatever. The Spirit of God is going to bring them. So we can see the revival in this place. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Our God is not God of silent, just silent like that. No, our God manifests. Hallelujah. Our God manifests. When His Spirit comes down, we're going to see the manifestation. Hallelujah. And this building can even shake it. Hallelujah. For the glory of God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. He have touched all these doors. You know what? Let's pray for these doors. Father, in the name of Jesus, open all these doors. Open all these doors. Call on those people. Hallelujah. To come and receive your word. We want to see the manifestation of the Holy Spirit in this place. We want to see the soul to be saved in this place. Hallelujah. We're going to lift your hand. Hallelujah. And even the deaf will be walking here in the name of Jesus. We want to see sickness be healed. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Every Sunday, when I step in this building, because we do our prayer before we start practice, I just love, enjoy. This is the Spirit of God moving in this place. So what we have to do is avail ourselves. The Spirit of God moves here all the time. Just avail yourself. And you're going to feel it. And you'll be connected to that Spirit. And then we're going to start glorifying the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We need to see change because our God, He creates change. God, He creates change out of nothing. He creates. He's a creator. Hallelujah. He's a creator. Do you think that we're going to remain like this with all these empty seats? No, I don't believe it. He's going to create, hallelujah. He's going to bring people, hallelujah. People will come, hallelujah. He creates out of nothing, hallelujah. How He heals the body when we are sick, He creates, hallelujah. Even our organs, when they're sick, they're affected with the sickness because He's the one who created that body. And He's going to touch those organs and create the new ones. Hallelujah. That's how He heals. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's how our God heals. He creates. He's a creator. Hallelujah. Let's say He's a creator. He's a creator. He creates. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We will overcome the fight when we are connected in the Spirit.